Hey everyone, welcome to day 17. 17. 17. Wow. I think I can remember being 17. That was a long time ago. Wow, that was a really long time. Anyways, welcome to the podcast. Are you ready? I'm ready. We're all ready. Everyone's set up. It's beautiful out today at the North Pole. Just gorgeous. Hope you guys are having a great day wherever you are in the world. Thank you for listening. Here we go. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Let's go.
Welcome to the Daily Santa Podcast. This is day 17, and we are so happy to have you join us as we count down to Christmas together. This is a podcast that you can share with your family. Our topic today is focused on showing love. Love is an action, and in our world and in our home, we need to show our love daily. If you listen to the end of each episode of the Daily Santa Podcast, there is a fun surprise just for you. Please check out the dailysantapodcast.com for more great fun updates, including Jennifer's candy cane Christmas cookie recipe that we have been talking about so often here on the podcast. Find it all at dailysantapodcast.com. Selfie, I am curious about something.
Hey, Twinkle. Yeah, what would you like to know?
I am curious to know more about your elf family. Brothers, sisters, parents, can you tell us more? I think our podcast listeners and viewers would like to know more about you.
I have a brother and sister, and my mom and dad are retired elves, and they travel all over in a minivan. A minivan.
How old were you when you started helping Santa?
I started helping Santa when I was very young. I used to shovel his snow, and he would give me a little bit of money. And now I work for Santa.
What other roles have you had in addition to being Santa's current social media elf?
One of my first jobs wasn't very much fun. I used to clean up after the reindeer, so that wasn't fun. I also ran Santa's parade every year. That was fun. And I'm also in charge of Santa's snacks, the ones Mrs. Claus does not know about. Oh no. Did I just say that? Sorry, Santa.
Have you ever thought of being a dentist?
I have never thought about being a dentist.
Hermy the elf did. He is doing well, keeping all the elves healthy and smiling brightly.
Hermy is my dentist, and I love him. He is awesome, and with the amount of sugar I eat, I need a good dentist.
What is the most fun about being Santa's social media elf?
The most fun thing, besides the Elf Phone 14, I love that phone, is being here with you guys. That's probably the most fun thing, is I get to do fun things with Santa. Who would want to do fun things with Santa? Like, come on, who? Who would say no to that?
Who inspires you, Selfie? Who do you look up to?
Inspired by everyone who listens to this podcast and stays on Santa's nice list. Because there are so many people that need to be a little bit nicer. And listening to this podcast will help you. I know it will.
Have you ever flown with Santa in a sleigh? Would you ever want to?
I have never flown with Santa in his sleigh, but I would love to.
Now that he has that s'mores warmer, it might be a good time to go on one of Santa's pre-flight test runs, get a feel for it. What do you think?
S'mores. I love s'mores. S'mores. And so yes, I would love to go on a test ride. Santa, nudge, nudge. Let's do this.
Any other interesting elf insights that you can share with our audience? I am sure they are very curious.
Everyone always wants to know about the food we eat. And we eat just like human people eat, non-elves, but we just like a little bit more sugar on our food. So I love vegetables. Woohoo! Veggies rule! With sugar. So a piece of celery with sugar on it, ugh, so good. Or a tomato dipped in sugar. Oh, in sugar. Oh, I need me some veggies.
You are a great sport, Selfie. Thanks for sharing a little about yourself. It is nice to get a small glimpse into your daily elf life. Producer Dave, how are you today?
Hey, Twinkle, yeah, great to my goal.
Isn't it beautiful out there today?
It is such a nice day.
I think I'm going to record my Christmas story segment outside. I just feel like going for a walk today.
That's a great idea, Twinkle.
The North Pole is beautiful this time of the year. Can you let everyone know how the podcast is going? It would be great to get an update.
Twinkle, the podcast is going so well. We're having a great time. You're a great host, Twinkle. By the way, I love having you as the host of the Daily Santa podcast. You do a great job, and I can tell you're getting more comfortable and you're getting better. Big things ahead for you, Twinkle. As you keep doing this, you're doing a wonderful job.
Producer Dave, a daily podcast is a lot of work. Why is this so important?
I think this podcast is important because of the people listening. The person listening to us right now, Twinkle, they're the most important person in the world because they're taking time to listen to us and they want to be a better person. They want to be nice and stay on Santa's nice list. So that's like the most important person. And I just hope we can reach more and more people so more people can be on Santa's nice list. The big thing, Twinkle, is we're volunteering. No one here is getting paid. Not even Selfie. We're all doing this to help people with no payment. We are all volunteers.
That's right. We are volunteering our time to do this. We just wanted to give back to our community, to help families connect leading up to the holidays and to remember what the true meaning of Christmas really is. Christmas is more than presents and what we can get. It is about family, friends, community and being with the ones that we love, even if they are far away.
Exactly.
What an exciting time of year. Let's go to Carla for today's Santa fact.
Thanks, Twinkle. I can feel the love here today. I love the topic, and I love being here with all of you. This is such a fun podcast to be a part of. I have a few more holiday facts for you. Did you know that candy canes?
Candy cane cookies?
No, Selfie, not candy cane cookies, just candy canes. I know, I just got the recipe for Jennifer's cookies off of our dailysantapodcast.com website. I will be making some tonight.
Yeah.
Back to the facts, candy canes date back to 1670. 1670, wow. According to history.com, the choirmaster at the Cologne Cathedral in Germany gave the red and white sugar sticks to young singers to keep them quiet during the Living Creche tradition on Christmas Eve. Another fact based on our American audience, the majority of Americans buy artificial Christmas trees. Isn't that interesting? According to the American Christmas Tree Association, more than 95 million American households deck the halls with a Christmas tree, according to the American Christmas Tree Association. About 80% of those homes opt for faux furs, which leaves about 17 million trees sold live in the States. Did you know that you can rent a live tree?
Wait, so you can rent a Christmas tree like you can rent a movie at Elf Buster? Whoa. What if there's like a late fee?
Yes, Selfie, you actually give it back. The tree does not go to waste. You can rent a Christmas tree, which offers an environmentally friendly solution for families hoping to savor the scent and experience of going green. If you rent a tree, you are able to select your Christmas tree type and size online. You can rent a Monterey pine, Aleppo pine, and blue spruce, for example. The rental company transfers your tree to a pot and delivers it directly to your door. While the tree is in your care, you're responsible for watering, feeding, and nurturing it, as outlined in the care instructions that are enclosed. Come December 26th, or your desired pickup date, someone from the nursery returns to pick up the tree. It's then repotted and cared for until it's available for rental again next year. Each tree can be rented again for up to 7 years, which is about the time it'll grow too large for in-home use, and is planted in its forever home, in the local community or nearby forests through a reforestation project. This is a great way to celebrate Christmas in a very earth-friendly way. Isn't that a great option? I think Santa approves.
Thanks, Carla. You bring such great information to the Daily Santa podcast. We really do love your passion and commitment. Thank you.
Charge of Santa's social media. Yeah, phone 14. It is like the coolest elf phone ever.
And now, the Daily Santa Podcast presents the Santa Daily News, daily updates from the North Pole.
My name is Kendall. Welcome to the latest news from around the North Pole and beyond. This is the Santa Daily News on the Daily Santa Podcast. Here is Candace with a special radio program update.
Love is in the air tonight on your local radio station here in the North Pole. Elves are invited to make a request and dedication to their favorite loved one, sharing the song that means the most to them and showing love for friends and family. You can request your song right now at 555-LOVE. That is 555-LOVE. Call now to get your song played and your dedication. Red Ryan Elfcrest will be hosting tonight's radio event. Don't you just love Ryan Elfcrest?
In other news, our Elf Museum has another interesting display edition this year. Movie props and items from the Christmas Story movie will be on display for all elves to see. Christmas Story was a 1983 Christmas comedy, based on the humorous writings of author Gene Shepard. This beloved holiday movie follows the wintry exploits of youngster Ralphie Parker, who spends most of his time dodging a bully and dreaming of his ideal Christmas gift, a Red Ryder air rifle.
Yeah! BB guns are dangerous. I don't want anybody shooting his eye out.
Frequently at odds with his cranky dad but comforted by his loving mother, Ralphie struggles to make it to Christmas Day with his glasses and his hopes intact. An interesting fact for our listeners, a large part of the movie was filmed in St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada. This is where producer Dave and Jennifer are from. The movie was not filmed in the winter as portrayed, and when Ralphie gets his tongue stuck to what appears to be a frozen metal pole, the props team used a vacuum inside the post to get Ralphie's tongue to stick to the post. Movie magic. And now to the weather guy who always sticks around to give us the latest. Take it away, weather guy.
More snow is in the forecast, and if you have an extra shovel, I could use one. Back to you.
Thanks for that. Finally, the Philippines celebrate Christmas for 4 months, not just one day. Filipinos love an excuse to party, and Christmas is the biggest, longest party of all. In the Philippines, they start celebrating 3 months early, giving them the longest Christmas season in the world. It starts as soon as the Burr months do, September, October, November and December. So even as early as September, get ready to say Maligayang Pasko. Maligayang Pasko. Or Merry Christmas, and keep that good cheer in your heart for as long as you can. Christmas is known as Pasko in the Philippines. A lot of its traditions, like the Christmas tree or Santa Claus, came to the country from North America. Even though Christmas usually means snow and cold weather, the Philippines is on the equator, which means it never snows, there's no winter season and it only gets a little cooler as the months go on. Christmas carolers start singing outside homes in November. They even start selling Christmas decor in the stores. It's a good time for people to be generous with gifts and donations. Thanks for celebrating with us. Here on the Daily Santa Podcast.
Okay guys, this is Twinkle, and I am out of the podcast studio for a bit, just taking a short walk to get outside and enjoy this beautiful day. Snow is lightly falling, the sun is high in the sky, I can see my breath and my fingers are tingling a little bit in the cold, oh, and my nose is as red as Rudolph's. But it is so nice out today. If you are having a nice day where you are, get outside and go for a walk. It is a good way to give yourself a break. Here is the story that I wanted to share with you as we walk together in the snow. It is called The Story of Santa Claus. There once lived a wealthy and rich man named Nick, and he lived at the North Pole. He was a very kind, generous man. Nick enjoyed surprising people, and he often did things to make others happy. Nick had a special hobby. He would carve out cute little wooden toys in his free time, but no one ever saw these toys. He was living his side hustle in the next chapter of his life. It was Christmas time, and Nick wanted to do something special for the children in his community. While sitting in his chair one day, he suddenly had an idea. Nick was going to carve as many beautiful toys as he could for all the little boys and girls as Christmas presents. He would go climb up the chimney of all the houses and drop presents into the stockings that hung near the fireplace. Late that night, while everyone slept, Nick crept towards a nearby house and climbed to the top of the roof. He threw a toy into the chimney and quickly climbed back down. Nick did this to several houses, but after some time he became tired. He quickly went back to his house and pulled out his sleigh and tied them to his reindeers. Nick set back out into the snow and cold, but not far long, his sleigh got stuck in the snow. Nick was trying to pull the reindeers out of the snow when suddenly a friendly person appeared. The person said, "Yo Nick, you are a good man and I want to help you." The person reached out and touched the reindeers and said, "Now these reindeers are special, they will be able to fly." The person then waved their hand and a group of small elves appeared. They were dressed in green clothes, wore tall green hats and had long funny ears, with little bells on their toes. They will deliver gifts and bring happiness to many children. They are also fast and will help you make all kinds of toys. Nick was in shock but was very, very happy. Everyone got into the sleigh and with one shake of the ropes, the reindeers took off into the sky, flying high to spread Christmas love and cheer. Nick said Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night. The next morning the children woke up and ran to the fireplace. They pulled the gifts from the stockings and screamed with joy. "Mommy, someone magically put a gift in our stocking. It's a beautiful toy." And that is the story of how Nick became Santa Claus. He now is the man we know on a Christmas long ago. What a great story about our friend Santa. I am going to head back to the studio to warm up and grab a cup of hot chocolate. Thanks for coming on this walk with me. I hope you are still warm. Let's go in and get a snack. Are you with me?
Okay, Carla is here. I can see that Twinkle is almost back to the podcast studio from his walk. Looks like a beautiful day. I just love all the nature around us, such beauty. Have you ever wondered what an elf's house looked like?
Yeah!
Well, we got some facts for you. What do elves' homes look like? The elves live in tiny, colorful cottages throughout the North Pole. They look like colorful gingerbread houses. Elves decorate their houses with Christmas lights all year round. They also decorate their homes with candies such as candy canes, lollipops, gumdrops, licorice, and chocolate candies. The elves love to have brightly decorated houses. Throughout the year, they have decorating contests to see whose house is the brightest and most cheerful. These contests are very important to the elves, and they take them seriously. When an elf wins a decorating contest, they get a special treat from Santa. The treat is always a surprise and always special. If you pass by an elf house today, be sure to wave and wish your elf neighbor a happy holiday.
Okay, I just love this topic. Are you ready? Here are 5 ways to express love. 1. Gifts. Some people express and feel love through gift giving. At Christmas, on birthdays, during Hanukkah, giving is a big part of who we are. 2. Another way to express love is to do something kind or helpful for another person. An act of service, something done for someone else. 3. Spending quality time together is also an expression of love. Just being together, even our pets love us, they sit with us and want to be around us. 4. Touch. Love can be expressed through physical affection. Holding hands, a hug, something special done to show others that they are important. And 5. Words. We need to actually tell people that we love them as well. Have you told someone today that you love them and that they are special? Today's action step. Do something today before you go to bed tonight that expresses love. Which one will you choose? Pick one today. Thanks for listening to Day 17 of the Daily Santa Podcast. It was great to learn more about sharing love, to hear more from Selfie on his family and all the other great things that has happened today. Be sure to show love, and we will see you on Day 18. Bye for now, Daily Santa Podcast family.
Okay, everybody, thanks for being part of the podcast. I hope you had a good time, and I hope you're going to show some love. I would love if... Oh, I did it right there. I would love... There's another one. If you went back to the beginning of this episode and figure out how many times that all of us said the word love. If you can count them up, and then send us a message. We want to see who got the right number. So how many times did we say the word love? Do you think you can do this? Are you up for the challenge? Okay, you have to listen to the whole podcast again to see how many times we said love, because the word love is mentioned many times in this podcast. So if you love, 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 love this podcast, how many times did we say the word love? Send us your number. What do you think? Yeah, do it. Let's see what you got. Oh, and here's some bloopers for you. Have a good day. And there's love in the word bloopers. Okay, here we go.
Okay, I love vegetables. Like, and then what I do is I put sugar on them, and they're so good. Like, let's try, like, carrots and sugar. I said tomatoes and sugar, my friend. Let's see. How about potatoes and sugar are fun. Mashed potato mix and just pour on the sugar. I love that. No. Cucumber and sugar? No. A radish. Radish and sugar? No. I guess you guys wouldn't make a good elf because we love vegetables and sugar. I love it. Love. Love. One more. Love.
Merry Christmas.